Busy today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction and Apache. We had quite the cattle market last week. Bob, is it kind of comparable this week?
Pretty much, KC, the thing it's just staying fully steady. We're not seeing any weakness in the calves or in the yearling market at all. Probably what we've and yesterday, after seeing how they sold fat cattle up up in the Nebraska northern part at 195, I mean, that just maintains us to look like we'll continue to see a good market, you know, here on the short term. You know, we were probably 1,000 head less than we had the week before, and which this week would be more normal for this time of year. Didn't have near the cows that we've been seeing, but something that I seen and seen the figures on. You know, we're probably starting to pull. We're seeing just a few new crop calves come to town. Everything else we've seen's been something that's been held over, weaned, and ready for, you know, their own wheat. And the wheat's not materializing, especially this wheat's put in late. But when you can take a calf to town and get $1,700 to $1,800 for him, it's hard not to go ahead and take that money, because it's still a win-win. And unless you're using some kind of price protection, you know, when you get ready to come off in May, you might give all that back, or you know, your margin back that you would, you know, pick up by putting them on wheat. So I think a lot of people are making that decision. Is one reason we're seeing some you know, nice runs of cattle. But in general, I mean, Casey, we can't complain about the market. I know everybody's expenses are higher, but we're still getting compensated for these cattle right now.
Well, and it's been kind of shocking, because when you and I have been talking, you've been like, listen, we've only got a few sales left. The market will probably be down a little bit, but it's kind of done just the opposite, hasn't it?
It's done just the opposite. And I read a deal. I've got a friend that's in the restaurant business, and they've got publications they put out, just like we've got publications about the cattle industry. And the last 60 days, all your high-end restaurants like Capital Grille, Ruth Chris's, you know, Mahogany would be an example. Those kind of restaurants, the demand's picked up. And I mean, if we've got demand, I mean, we know we've got demand for hamburger meat, and that's moved through the general public, but the high end's picked back up. And of all things at these levels, it would be hard for me to see that, but that's something they said. And you know, that's an end of the market we don't look at. We, you know, pretty much on my part, if it gets past my back gate, I quit looking at it. I just look at what I get up to the gate. We got to look out front, and, you know, we got to keep moving this meat. And really, I've been saying for 2 years, demand's going to get us, but demand just stays steady at these high levels. So that's what's maintaining a good cattle market.
Well, how many actual sales do we have left before the new year?
One.
Okay.
Monday in Oklahoma City, Thursday at Apache.
Well, then we're about to wrap this thing up with a nice Christmas bow.
Yep. Santa Claus is on his way.
All right. Well, folks want to visit with you, Bob, how do they get in touch with you?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, Dustin Glover, Kelly Osbrook, Clay LeBay, Greg Griffin, and myself a call.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.